Oh, no, we'll read it through now. So I got to take it more. Okay, we'll read this through just a couple of minutes. It's all I got to take it more. Asor devoim, Shaul Alexander's Mugdin is Igni Hanegev. Alexander Smukdin asked the Ziknei HaNegev 10 things. Omar lohen min ha-shamayim lo'oretz rochoik oy mi-mizrach l'marev rochoik. What's further? So the Marsha explains, obviously he didn't mean to ask him the actual distance, but he was asking him more a spiritual thing. Omuloi mi-mizrach l'marev. So the Ziknei HaNegev told him, from the east to the west is further than from the earth to the sky. You see that when the sun is setting, or when it's coming up, you can look at it on the angle. Whereas when it's straight above, you can't. Must be that the area is closer. Obviously, that's not a raya. Chachomim zevze shovim. Shenema kegoyve shamayim ala oretz. Why are you bringing two shiurim? It must be by the fact that it brought two shiurim that it's saying, why can't you look at it when it's straight above? Direct light is more blinding than indirect light. Shamayim nivru techilo oy ha'oretz. What was created first? This is a shaila in the Gemara Chagiga. Seems to be machlokes beshamayim beisu. Beshamay say shamayim was nivru techilo, and beisu say oretz was nivru techilo. So stirim psukim. Preish is bor likim as shamayim as oretz. Then the pasuk says biyoyim asoy selokim eretz v'shamoy. So beshamay learned that the shamayim was created first, like it says in Preish. They still hold the other way. And if you look at the Maral, Marsho over there in Chagiga, the March of the Yuri on this topic, because at the end, even Basil agree that Shemayim was created conceptually first, but it wasn't installed, whatever that means. That's the Lashon of the Gemara there. Hashem created it conceptually first, but not when he actually installed it, he installed the earth, and then he installed the Shemayim. There's many very deep Kabbalistic pshatim. I always learned kipshuta that a person always has to know the ikel is the ruchnius. See, even though the gashmis ends up occupying most of one's life, and it may kemach and teira, you can't have anything without the gashmis. Still, in all, even the world had 2,000 years of derech eretz before matan teira. But you have to know that's the ikel. If you remember, I said that Psalm by Yechi also, why Yankiv put Ephraim on the left, Menashe on the right, and then he was Sikil as Yodov. Why didn't you just switch the kids? The Pshat is because Taka Menashe can, it may come a chen tere. You need the Gashmis. You can't begin without the Gashmis. But you always have to know the Ikel. So even though the Gashmis is on your right, you have to be sticking your right hand. That's why Hashem, when he created the world, Shemayim was in concept there before Oretz. So that we should know that's the Ikel. Even though the Oretz is what we're busy with, we have to always have the Shemayim b'machshava t'chila. So anyway, that's what they told him. Om alahen orne v'tchila choshech. Om uloi. I'm sorry, Om Shemayim nivru t'chila. Shanem ha-breish is molekim as ha-shemayim v'soretz. Which is, it seems to be b'sham ha-shit. Om alahen orne nivru t'chila choshech. We don't have an answer to this. Sigmo says, what do you mean? It's Pasuk. The name will Khoishik. And only afterwards Vod says the Yemilikmiyo. Savri the Mosul Shemala Mala Malamata Malafim Malocha. They realize they're gonna get into a conversation that's not gonna end in a good place. So start asking them what's before, what's afterwards. and which in Yoni Merkava that we're not supposed to go into. Yochi Shemayim Nami Lenemule. Why did they even begin the discussion? The Gemara says they didn't realize how intense it was going to get. The beginning may call Sova Koy Baalmu the Koshoyel. They thought he was just asking him this question. Kivin Achazu to Komahado Veshol. Savi Loi Nemule. We're not going to give him an answer. The Mosav Shvuye. Malamala Malamata Malafnim Maloch. Okay. Omalohem. Aiden Miskar Yechoch. Who's smart? So they told him Ezu Chochem. Amulei Ezu Chochem. Horeyes Anoilet. Okay. So this is ready to be Shenim explained. Horeyes Anoilet sounds like it's really Nevuah. It's not Chochmah. Chochmah is to see what's here now. Horeyes Anoilet to see what's going to be. That's the Chorim more like Nevuah. Uruach HaKedosh. So, the explanation, what?
He realizes the results of his actions in the future. It's not the Nevuah. It doesn't have to be Nevuah.
No, what I'm trying to say is, why is that Chochmah? Ezeu Chochom, what's a Chochom? Why is that a level of Chochmah? It's more in the level of Nevi'ez. Or, if you want to say, you mean he understands what's going on now? You sound like the Buskarov. You know what Buskarov said? Buskarov said, my father, Reb Chaim, was able to see 50 years ahead what's going to be. He says, I know what's happening now. He says, most of you don't even know what happened yesterday. Forget what's going to happen. What's happening? You don't know what happened already. So, it seems to be modern. What it means, Royas Anoilut. So Lamai said, the Gaon really explains it like the Buskarov. Royas Anoilut, he says, because really, Noilut is not a Lashon Osit. Right? Noilut is really more of a Lashon Ova. The Roya is the future. Noilut is already what was. Royas Agiloid. And although Noilut could be used, he brings Makaris. When Noilut could be used on something that's not here, but primarily, Noilut is what was born, not what will be born. So, why does it say it that way? And also, the Lost of Goyen is another question. Why does it say Roya? Roya, it should be Yodea. It should be Yodea, not Roya. So, Taka, the Goyen has a whole different mahalach. The Goyen learns when we talk about when we talk about a simcha, it's vahoya. So Chazal tells us that these two words define tzar and simcha. So the Gaon says, what's the difference between these two words? So he says, hoya is really a lashon ova. It's what was, hoya. When you put a vav, it becomes future. Vehoya, right? Vayihi is opposite. Okay? Because Yehi is what will be. And when you hear a Vav, Vayihi, and it was. So the Shiroshim, these two Shiroshim, the Vav Achibu, the Vav that's put into it, changes it from the Hoya, changes from the past to the future. And Vayihi is the opposite. So he says, the Gaon says, that Simcha is when you take what was, and you implant it in the future. You realize you don't make the same mistake. You correct, you fix. You take what was in the past, and you go ahead, and you create the future. You create the future. That's Roya. You create. So you're really, really talking about who's a Chacham and what was. He's a Chacham. He saw what was. And Mimele, since he understands what was, he sees what to do to change. So the simcha is the shinei. The Gaon says, ain simcha kishinei. The biggest simcha is when you could change something, modifying it. And when you don't modify something, it's just when the earth lost its ability of its chachos. That was or ha'adomo. Levilti teis koicha. The earth, when Hashem first created the world, had a koicha chachos. And that ended. So that's the biggest klola. He says, Yehi is the other way around. Yehi is what was. Vayihi is when you take You take the future and you just make it part of the past. So that's the tzar. The biggest simcha is when you take the past and you change the future. And the worst is when you take the future and you make it part of the past. That's not the first day to go. So that's what he learns, Roya. Roya is not referring really to the future at all. It's really referring to what was. And that's why it says Noilad. Because it's really referring to what already happened. But it's just saying, you'll use that to be Mishana, what's going to be in the Osset. That's how he understands. Because you understand, meaning, person who doesn't understand, doesn't have a good avon in what happened, can't modify things for the future. You can only modify things in the future if you understand how the consequences of things were, how they occurred, what happened. Like the Rambam says, how could you do tshuva? Aleph beis of tshuva is yaker achoite. How much you understand the chet, you could be mishana the future. How much you don't understand, so you have no, there's no maila. That's the point. Very nice. Very nice. Okay. Eidim iskaya osha yosa asameach b'chelka. Eidim osha asameach b'chelka. Okay, the Maharal says all these questions he was asking on himself because he felt he mastered all of these things. And the Chachomim were actually telling him that he's lacking in all of these things. In other words, he felt he was a Chacham. He wanted to know what they consider a Chacham. He felt he was an Osha. What do they think is an Osha? He was basically, he was looking into himself. He wanted to see if the Chachomim give their stempel on him that he's the epitome. Omele ma'avid inish v'yomus. What omele ma'avid v'yichye? Omele yomus is atzma. Okay? The more he humbles himself, the more he will survive. And different ma'alchim in the Rishonim. Some Rishonim learn humility. Some Rishonim learn this goes in the body intake. The less you feed yourself, the healthier you'll be. Omele ma'avid inish v'yomus. So again, either to indulge. Omele ma'avid inish v'yiskabel al b'riyoso. What do you do to make yourself acceptable to people? Omele yasne malke v'shalte. Stay away from the king and the government. Obviously, that wasn't something he wanted to hear. I think I'm better than you. I say the opposite. If he's close to the king, he has protection. Where's it better to live? He spent most of his life at sea. Pesach, you could tell us. Where's it better? Pesach. Yeah? Zokteo. So they told him it's better because you see people at sea, they don't have any kind of comfort. We're all equal. Here the Maharal also has a beautiful pshat. He says, what kind of statement is that? That sounds foolish. They're saying what? We're all the same. It doesn't even make sense. We're all equally smart. So the Maharal says, goes to the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, says, Chacham Aloimin Mikol Adam. The Maharal of Prague explains that Chochmah can only be developed with other people. No matter how great of a Chochmah a person is, if he can't learn from anybody else, so his Chochmah is limited. His Chochmah is the more he could learn from others. The only way they could have all answered the same, is if they all learned from each other. Otherwise, not Shaykh. So when they told him Kulona Shavian, they were saying, all of us value each other equally. We all realize that our Chochmah is dependent on each other. There's none of us that feels independent of the one next to us. We're all Kluyim Zebezeh. That was the answer Kulona Shavian. Okay, Zokteo. We all gave you the same answer. Okay? Why don't you accept our view? Why are you revolting against us? Okay? The Satan is winning. Now, just because you're ruling doesn't mean that we should go and change our way of thinking, our hashkofa zachai. The Satan is winning. Omalhen katlini yaschem b'gzeres malka. I could kill all of you. Omulei shalten b'yad malka v'lo yoyle malka kozov. You promised us you wouldn't. This was their pre-debate condition that he's not going to do anything to them. Not proper for you to go against your word. Miyad, al b'shasom levushin da'al govon, v'shodim minke d'dave al savoreyan. He gave them big day malchus, basically. Anyway, sounds a little bit schizophrenic. Omer lahem, b'ine d'mezel medinas afriki. Omer lehem, motzos azel. Poske orichosh, I want to go to the medinas afriki. He said, you can't go because there are dark mountains between, which nobody succeeded ever crossing those areas which are dark. I gotta go. Maral says, even after they told him, he didn't absorb that. He said, I gotta go. He said, fine, so go. So they gave him an answer. I'm asking you how to get there. Bring these special Egyptian donkeys that know how to go in the dark. And take rope. Right? And then have it tied on the other side of the mountain. B'chai Gizeh. The Chiyasyeh nak the bigavo. V'asyeh la'asloch. In other words, when you go, the only way for you to make it back is you'll follow this rope back. Otherwise, you'll never make it back. It wasn't an eitzah to get there. It was an eitzah to make it back. So, anyway, he did it. Kachav. Knocked his big avai. Also, Sasu, he'll be able to come back. He came there. Motel Mechuzah to Kulunash. So, in this Medina Safriki, there was a city that was all women. Boy, lemev kel v'badai. So he figured he'll make a war. He wanted to conquer the city. Omulei said, a woman told him, you're foolish. It's a winningless battle. If you win, they're going to say he killed out a city of women. It's going to be a scar on your kingdom. And fakelt, if somehow we win you, you'll be defeated by women. Okay, so he decided, he took their word. Omele Aisi the Nama. So in Afriki, they had a lot of gold. Aisi le Nama the Dava, Ptua the Dava. So they brought him a loaf of bread made out of gold on a gold tray. Okay? In other words, it wasn't edible. Omele Husi, he told him, what are you doing? Miachli inish Nama the Dava. Omele, Inama Boris le Hava Basach Nama le Mech. You had no bread in your town? You came here to get bread? You're a king. You came to Medina Safriki, you wanted gold. So we gave you gold. The Shaklis Vosses Loch, you came all the way here for this? For bread? Kinofik Vossi, when he left, Kosov Abova de Mechuze, he wrote on the walls of the city, An Alexander Smukdinav Yeshati, I was a fool. Ad Asis to Medina Safriki, the Noshi, I came to the city of the Medina Safriki, was full of women. The Yalfas Eitzim and Ashi, they taught me something. They taught me. Shaz, what they taught him. So Maral learns, they taught him what the Chachamim told him. He thought, who knows what he has over there? He went there, he saw, what does he want? He wants bread. He wants vita, what he has back at home. He went there, and then they gave him what they had there. Then he's looking back, he wants what he has back at home. Tell him Samech Pechelke. Anyway, he went to a spring and he was eating bread. He had this salty fish. He dipped it in the water. It got mamish atam of Gan Eden. This spring comes from Gan Eden. He washed his face. He walked through the stream at the motel pischa de Gan Eden, or makolav on the pischa libava. Open up for me. I want to go to Gan Eden. Omulezi Hashal Hashem. The end of the pasuk is tzadikim yavoyu. You don't belong here. Omulu ano malkano michshiv chashivne. You have to open up al kovet malchus. At least havel imidi. Give me something. Yovel Gulgulta Dene. They gave him from Gan Eden a socket of an eye from the skull. That's what they threw out. Okay. I see the takli lekuli davi v'kasme pade. See, he weighed the skull for love of a miskil. He couldn't outweigh it. Even though it was light, when he tried to get its weight, he put, no matter what he put on the other side of the scale, it outweighed it. See, yes, the rabbanon, amalu rabbanon, my eye, what's going on? Amalu galgulte the bischa v'doma. That's an eye of a bus of a dom. The loy kosova. It's never full. That's what they were showing you from Shemayim. Basically the same lesson. This lesson is Nochamo. They're teaching him the same lesson. The loy kosova. That it's never full. Omelu, mimai. How do you know that's the reason? Omelu shakla. Take dirt, cover the eye, and you'll see la'alta takla. Right away, that's it. As soon as you cover the eye, it went down. The eye of a human being will never get full. This, I always use this gemara as a mocker to the Rabbeinu Yehonan Ovitz. Rabbeinu Yehonan Ovitz says, "Eizu osha asamech b'chalkei." Rabbeinu Yehonan says, "What does it mean samech b'chalkei?" Simply, it means samech b'chalkei means he's happy with his lot. Rabbeinu Yehonan says not like that. Rabbeinu Yehonan says it's somebody who's oisik in Torah and avodah. And that's really his life. And really, he makes the whole Mishnah to a Frumkeit. When you read the Mishnah, it sounds like a Frumkeit. It sounds like just simple advice. If you don't have much, just be happy with your lot. But according to this, it's a Gevaldik. It's not Shayach. It's not Shayach to be Samech Becholke. Samech Becholke is not a flaw. It's a human tendency. The Raya is, where did this eye come from? Gan Eden. This wasn't a Gehenna eye. They threw him an eye socket from Gan Eden. Right? So this wasn't a Roshe. This was a Dmus Tzadik. And even the Dmus Tzadik couldn't be satisfied. So it's a Raya that it's not a flaw. It's human nature. It's not Shayach. Mel Rabbeinu Yehonan is saying, what's Samech Becholke? It's not Shayach. Can't be the Mishnah's guiding you. Be somebody you can't be. It must be you have a different Chelek. But if this is what you're looking for, Lo Yisov. That's Pshat Rabbeinu Yehonan. Bekitzo, that was the maskone. Tonel ve'elio genim l'malam en ha'chikia v'yeshem l'choyshech. Tonel ve'chikia, kol esik bater b'laylo, shechina k'negdo. Shem makum ironi b'laylo, l'roi sh'asmoir, s'chikha g'mayim libech nevach m'neshe. Somebody's esik bater b'laylo, shechina k'negdo. The Gemara adds in Chagiga the Lashon, shechina k'negdo b'yoyim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshech Olav Chut Shel Chesed b'yoyim. So the way Ben Ishchai learns this is that everybody has time to learn at night. By day, a lot of people are working. So Ben Yehonah, the Ben Ishchai learns that somebody. How does HaKadosh Baruch Hu reward somebody? He rewards them based on what they want to do, right? Machshava kemais. But the Ben Ishchai says machshava is only kemais if you've proven b'maisa, because he's bothered with the lashon machshava toiv HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzal for l'maisa. Tziruf always means you have two things. You put them together. So the Ben Ishchai says, what's Pshat HaKadosh? Machshava Toivah HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mitzal for Lamaisa. It should say, Machshava Toivah HaKadosh Baruch Hu Machshiva Kemaisa. Mitzal for sounds like. So the Vilna Gaon has a very, a much more depressing Pshat. Vilna Gaon learns, a Jew needs to have Maisa. But if you have a mitzvah you did, but Maisa, without a machshava. You have another time you had a machshava toiv and never brought a ma'isa. Kodesh Baruch Hu puts the two together, and now you have a gan tzazach. But you don't get machshava kema'isa. You have a ma'isa. You have a machshava. So the machshava didn't have a ma'isa. The ma'isa, no machshava, they just put it together. Okay. The ma'isa roiv of the gedolim parshonim don't learn like they go. They learn machshava toiv. So what's the pshat mitzvah for the ma'isa? So the Ben Ishchai has a different pshat. The Ben Ishchai says, you have some people have machshavas the whole life. The whole life, machshavas, pali machshavas, rabbis machshavas belevish. I would want to learn, I would want this, I would want that. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can only make your machshava kemaisa if you've shown b'maisa that that's your machshava. If in your lifetime the only thing you were able to show was your machshava, this doesn't work. If you have in your life maise, and then you have parts of your life where there was machshava to do that maise, but you didn't accomplish it, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzar for the maise. Then that machshava is like a maise, provided that it has a link where you actually had a maise. So he says like this, he says, persons are in this. Much of their life, they can't learn. And they can't do mitzvahs. The Shah says, what do you do when you do have an opportunity? He says, if when you have an opportunity, Yosek and Torah, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you reward even for this man, you can't ask the machshav. So, Kol Yosek Ba'Torah Ba'Layla, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshech Chut Shochas Ba'Yoyim means you get reward for Talmud Torah Ba'Yoyim because you Yosek Ba'Torah Ba'Layla. That's his mahalach. Then already your machshav, your ma'isa makes your machshav a ma'isa. That's what the Ben Ishchai learns. Okay, let me get right. This question we're going to talk about by the Siyam. Because really it captures the whole Masechta. What is this Gemara doing here? But I'll tell you just a simple pshat. This whole last sugya, I'm sure you realize, was trying to teach you some Erech B'Chelko. That's really what it's trying to. The whole sugya from beginning to end is trying to teach you. The Ziknei HaNegev, by the way, they were the poorest chachamim that had zero. They had a paschareiv amir of Shabbos, like of Shabbos. They were the poor. They were the ones who taught to Alexander Smukhtin some Erech B'Chelko. And he had to make a trip to Afriki to actually learn it. So, the Poshe Pshat, and why this is found here in the Masechta, is because Masechta's Tomah, we just finished with the Payosas, and now we're going to continue. This is right in the middle of the Payosas. If you look at the Payosas, okay, the amount of Avodah that a person got was mamish nothing. A Kohen is standing there the whole year as a Kohen, with all the restrictions of Kohanim, right? Also begrusha, also betume, also bachalutze, can't, doesn't work. Restricted, mamish restricted. No nachla in Eretz Yisrael, mamish. And then he has, what does he have? He has two mishmores. He has two times that his family goes to Beis Hamikdash. And then when he goes, he gets, what does he get? He gets one avoda. What does he get? Maybe, if he wins the girl, that's the payosas. That's the payosas. Right? So the MS is, L'chayr, it would be a tzad for a person to be very depressed. Very depressed. The Adarabe, the Ramam says in the Meir Nevuchim, that the happiest people in Klal Yisrael were the Kohen. Smeichim v'toyvei lev. Because they lived in a world of this Rabbeinu Yena, where the Avodas Hashem, from Gashmius, there's never going to be a... So really... Meseches Tomin, which is the Mesech of Avoyne, is trying to tell you, Ashrei Chelkom. Because that's what we bring in the Sugya of Alexander Smukhtin, the wealthiest king in his time, most powerful king in his time, Salzfeld Gornisht. Salzfeld Gornisht. But with Mr. Shem, you'll come for the Siyam Zevan Shavuos, we'll talk about what's his connection to Mesech. Omar Imam Amuni. Going back to the Seder Hayom. Bochu Baruch Achas. They only made one bracha. It's a machlekes in the Gemara. Why they only made one bracha? Which bracha they eliminated? Whether it was the bracha of Avarab or the bracha of Yetzirah? The Koru Aseres Hadibris. And they read the Aseres Hadibris. This was the old minig Bizman Shabbos Amidah Sheyakayim. They read the Aseres Hadibris Betzibur every day. And Shema, together with Shema Vohim Shema Vayim. The Baal Tanura here in the Mishnah says, because Aseres Hadibris is Iker HaTorah. That's the Lashon of the Baal Tanura. That the Aseres Hadibris is Iker HaTorah. Now, Lamaisa, this minig remained by many Bnei Ashkenaz. The Gemara says in Brochus that they were Mevatel, Gemara in Psochim, they were Mevatel because of the Minim. Because the Apikus and the Minim said that this is the whole Torah. Right? So they took away the reading of the Aseres Hadibris. This used to be part of the Seder HaTfilah in the Birchas Krishma. They read Aseres Hadibris. It's the Iker Torah. Shagasari, along the lines of the Baal Tanura. says that since Krishma be'ikr is a mitzvah of Talmud Torah, in fact, one man domen brachos also has the ikr mitzvah of Krishma. It's Talmud Torah. So Memela, Asos Hadibris captures the whole Torah. That's why they read it. But the meaning went and said only this was the Torah. So they were mevatel it. The question is, when they were they mevatel it completely? That now it's not to be said at all. Were they only mevatel it from the Birchas Krishna? Right? That's one view. Or were they only mevatel it from Tzibur? In other words, in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, this was incorporated in the Birchas Krishna. That's also what it was. They made a bracha, Yitzhak or Avraham, depending on the, and then they said, "Asel Sadibus a Krishma." That was Bizman Shabbos Hamidrash. Basically, Asel Sadibus had two milas then. It was part of Birchas Krishma. It was mamish set together with Shema, and it was done b'tzibur. Okay, so the Torah holds that there is a minig even today to say Asel Sadibus, but not to say it in Birchas Krishma, to say it in the Korbanos. Some had a minig of the minig of the Beis Yosef possesses the minig of the tour. He says, "What do you mean they were mevatel al tarumas aminim? They were mevatel saying the asel sadibus." So the Beis Yosef argues with the minig to be miyashiv the minig of the tour. There are two mahalchim. Some say that the tarumas aminim only made that you should not say it in the Birchas Krishma as part of the madbei of the Birchas Krishma. It's almost like giving it more credibility because it's the brachas of the Krishna being set upon it. So that gave the meaning, the pischan peh, to say, this is the whole Torah, like the Baal Tanuch is saying, by us, Ikar HaTorah. So they said, that's all it is. In which case, there would still be an inyan to say, Aser HaSadibris B'tzibur, just not in the Birchas Krishna. So some actually had the meaning of Torah, but during the Korbanos, they would stop the Tzibur in unison, would say that Aser HaSadibus. Others held that the objection of the Tarumas Aminim was B'tzibur, not Al Birchas Krishma. Memela they held you should say it B'chashai. So Roiv B'nei Ashkenaz Anoyek to keep both Chumras, Al Tarumas Aminim, not to go like the Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef was not to say it at all. But to go, really, and B'chlal, if you look at the Sfaldim, they went much more Machmor Aser HaSadibus. The Rambam wrote a fiery tshuv in the Peradon that on Shavuos and the two parshiyos that we read Aser HaSadibus, the Rambam held you're not allowed to stand up for Aser HaSadibus. He held because Tarumas Aminim, you can't give chashivas to Aser HaSadibus. The Ashkenazim were much more makom. It follows with the tour. That was the tour. And then they wrote the Rambam a second tshuv and they listed all the geinim that used to get up for Aser HaSadibus. All the places that were noyeg al pi the geinim. The Rambam writes back, unbelievable, he writes back, he says, what are you telling me about cities that stand up for the Aser HaSadibus? He says, they're all sick. Cholim. He says, if there's a group of cholim, what are we supposed to do? Make the healthy people sick or try to cure the sick ones? Can you imagine? That's how far he goes. He says, Mamish, they're all cholim. You're telling me I should make the people that are healthy sick? We, Sfaldim, are going to stick to our guts. So Lamai said, the Sfaldim, don't say Aser HaSadibus Bechlal. Proper it is that you should say that. If you're a Ben Ashkenaz, you should say Aser HaSadibus, but you should say it Bechshai, not Betzibur. Well, that became pretty much the minute in Klal Yisrael. It says like this, Shema Voyim Shemoya, and then they only said Sholish Brachas, Baruch Sholish Brachas. They said Emes V'yatsiv, because that's the Brach of Klal Yisrael. Then they said the Avoida, because the Birchas Avoida was on the Korbanos, and they said Birchas Kainim. Birchas Kainim is Machlekes Rishonim, if that means the Birchas Kainim that we call Birchas Kainim, okay, which that means the Brocha that Delei Kainim of the Kavisainim, not what the Kohanim's Brocha, what we say for the Kohanim. And the Rambam actually says that was the Brocha of Simshalom. B'Shabbos Meisifim Brocha L'Mishmor HaYetze. Shabbos, you make a Brocha for the Mishmor HaYetze. In the davening, they would make a brocha, right? Misha shikin shmoy babayis hazeh. Omlo chadoshim ul-toyos boev ofis. Only new ones. Basically, the Kohanim were noyek to be mevatel. That's how it started. That anybody who already got the k'toros once in their lifetime wouldn't get it again. Right? V'zocha misha zocha. So here the Chassam Sofer has a bomb kasha. He doesn't understand this whole thing. Clearly, this wasn't halacha Moshe Sinai, that a person can't do k'taras twice. He could do k'taras twice. But they made a heskim akoyanim, and it became a minig hamikdash, chadosh muktaras bo uvavis. Became a minig hamikdash. Now, why did that become the minig hamikdash? Because k'taras had tremendous segulas to become rich, and then the mele. So Chassam Sofer says, well, what kind of business is this? We mix into Bahadi Kivsha de Rachmana. We mix into Banisham's Cheshbonis. Everything else was done with a pious. Everything was done with a pious. Every Avodah B'Zemri was done with a pious. And if you have a lucky guy, he could have gotten Avodah 100 times, the same Avodah. And another guy, an unlucky guy, never got Avodah. Right? What do we, it's not fair. It's not fair. As I said, we rely on the Rebbeinu. So why over now succumb to guilt for loss of mission to the Rebbeinu Shalom? What's going on? That's a penalty of that. So Chassam Sofer has a whole truth of this on this topic. He says, I'll pull it out for you, because he's going on the halacha in the Shulchan Aruch and you're there. Ramo says, Yofi koyach ha-sandik, the kol sandik havi kemak tir k'teres. Every sandik is like somebody's big maktik toyas. V'lochene hagim, shelo yitein boy, you shouldn't give shtei pa'amim l'bal b'risecho. Kidam winon b'meseches tomi, k'toyas l'chadoshim bo uvofis. So this Mishnah that we're learning now is a mocker that you don't give somebody sandik toyas multiple times because it's like the k'toyas. So he, the Chassam Sofer, when he quotes this halach in Shulchan Aruch, this is here in Siman Kufnun. Lomo lehem lahaskin takona shi lekol echad vechad haschus lekayim bitzis akteres. Ma lehem lahasis chishbeinis mikivshene shal oylam. Pal nosa himi mevtecha shem biyodo shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba'atzma. U biyodo elit en oysha lemi shechofetz pikoha. The Baruch Hu decided who to give wealth to. V'lomo yishtadlu lahamtzi chishbeinis la'HaKadosh Baruch. It's a moira dika time. It's a pelach. Some service the first one to ask this, but this was already a mesora from the time in the Beis Hamikdash. This was a mesora that anybody who won the Ketores once, that was it. They didn't. The Kohanim themselves. So I'll tell you. I mean, it's not for now. I want to finish, but I'll tell you. Bekitzur on Nimlitz, you have to know bichlal the tremendous segula of the Ketores. The Ketores was the biggest school in the Beis Hamikdash. I'm not just talking about for money. The money is just a agavlucha. It saved lives. Magefa, when Klaius were in the worst matzav, they took k'toyres. In Maisav Paul, right? In Midyon, k'toyres. K'toyres was always the, k'toyres was the thing that worked. The most powerful thing in Kippel. K'toyres, the biggest avoided the k'toyres. Right? It's a strange thing, because if you think about it, K'toyres l'chayre should be the weakest avodah. Because all the other korbanos, you makter something. You makter something on the mizbeach. Something. A regular korban, so the Rishonim explain, it's like your blood is being spritzed. And it's in a place of you. It's a sacrifice. By a mincha, shayne is nafshay. At least you're being makter the koymitz. Yeah? By the k'toyres, it's reach. Reach ain't by mamash. Doesn't even have anything to reach. There's nothing. So what's going on here? What's the pshat? So obvious. And that's the whole thing in Israel. Once the smoke goes up, the aroma of the k'toyres, it's nasas mitzvah. The mitzvah is done. Huh? That's the whole thing. Is the tmura of the k'toyres. Not the putting the k'toyres on the gachon. The tmura of the k'toyres. It's all reach. So you could say very simple. The Zohar HaKadosh says that when we did the chet of the Eitz Hagas, the mother of all averes, was done with all the chushim. The whole body, every part of the body did the chet, felt the chet, the physical, the tam. It was nechmat lamare. It looked beautiful. The eyes benefited from it. Every part of the body felt. The Zohar says there's only one thing that didn't feel. Smell. There was no smell from the Eitz Hagas. So the only chush that we didn't use for the chet of the Eitz Hadas is Reach. Every other chush, Ria, Tam, all the other chushim, at our gosh of the Eitz Hadas. So the only part of us that remains with that purity is the Reach. In Memela, the Ketoros is the biggest koyach. Because the Ketoros is where we're able to give a korban to the Rebbeinu Shalom on the level of Adam Rishon Kodem Achet. I was thinking that's the reason why the Ketoros has the Chel Boina. The Ketoros has the Chel Boina. Because it has to have me Poshe Yisrael. And Chazal give us a reason. Kol korban she'ein bo'i miposhe Yisrael. You need to have Poshe Yisrael. Yeah? I don't understand. There's a pasuk. Zevach Rishon Teyevo. Adarabe, the korban of a sinner is no good. The pshat by Ketoros is good. The pshat is by Reach, there's no poshe Yisrael. In the Musag HaReach, God's Klal Yisrael ba'achod us with that, on that Madrega. And Mela, that's the reason. There's no kategor when it comes to Ketoros. That's why the ultimate, Yom Kippur is a big day love on. We don't want any kategor, no gold, no egel. So we remove all the external kategor. And then we do an avoyda that's only with Reach. So it doesn't even have the kategor of the Eitz Hadas. The two biggest averis in history. Eitz Hadas and Egel Azov. So we take away the gold. And then we take away the goof. We got a perfect, that's the reason why Keteris is on the highest level. The Mele, you could say, since the Keteris represents the ultimate Ichud of Klal Yisrael, the Mele Lagabidis, they had an Ayin Yofa. They were Mavat, they wanted everybody to have a Chilik in it. Chadoshim Keteris Bo Vafisu. Klal Yisrael themselves had an Opmach. Here we want, on the Korban HaReach, we want everybody to be united. So anyway, that's what they did. So it's a Chadoshim Keteris Bo Vafisu. So now they went back to the regular avodas. Chadoshim yishonim bo vafisum imalei vorm and akevish lamizbeach. Reb Elazar ben Yankev Eimel, it's the same person. Whoever was zeicher to bring it to the kevish brought it to the mizbeach. Hamalei vorm lekevish, who malei isem al gabi mizbeach. So get over hamaschel b'mitzvayim umloi gemor. Moslem lachazonim, they gave over the kohanim to the chazonim. This is going like the opinion of all that they didn't do the girl with the big day kohuna. It's machlekes tanoim. Hoyim avshitim oisei is big dayim. They took off the begodim, the big day chol. V'loyim menichim aleim ela michnasayim bovad. They only left the michnasayim. Okay, v'chaloyim nisoy yushom because of aleim tash m'shakelim. Mi shezocha b'kteiras ha-yonekles ha-kaf. He took the kaf, ha-kaf doim ela talkev godol shel zov. The kaf was like a large tarkev that was a three kav keli that held three kav shalzov, machzeka shloisha kavi, v'habozach, that's the small kav, hoya besoich. So basically, he was holding a big kav, which had the small kav of the keteris in it, and that's the way he went. Kishumolei v'godish keteris, the bozach was full of keteris, and the kav was below it. So really, the Kohen was holding the kaf, the large kli, which had in it the kaf of the Keteris. So l'chayre, depends. If you hold the bringing the Keteris in, was also part of the avodah, it should be a chatzitz. Because he's not holding the kli shores of the Keteris. He's holding this other kli. That's, if you hold that this part is not called an avodah, nishkefelach, there's no problem of chatzitz. But if you hold that this actually carrying of the kaf was part of avoda, so if you look in the Rosh by us, the Rosh asks, "Hare a kaf chaytzeitz ben yara koyin lebozek." So the Rosh says a teretz that there's no din chatzitza over here because the din is lekicha. Anything which is derech lekicha is not a chatzitza. In other words, chatzitza, there's avni nezer like this also. Sometimes in Shas we find the inyan of chatzitza. Sometimes we find a terminology called lekicha yidei davracha shmo lekicha. L'moshul, the Gemara in Sukkah talks about a lulav, holding a lulav with gloves. So the Gemara there says, one man d'amar says lekicha yidei davracha shmo lekicha. What happened to chatzitza? What's going on with chatzitza? So the Avnei Nezer breaks up three categories. He says there's a category where you need Negiah. Okay, you need Negiah Mamish. He says there, where you need Negiah Mamish, he says there, you Mamish have to touch it. There's no even rule of min b'minai, ein echest. So l'mashal, if somebody would go into a mikveh, covered with skin, human skin, okay, but not their own. So they go into the water in a balloon that's made out of human skin. So the Avnei Nezer says he won't be, because there is a din v'rochatz is b'sorei b'mayim. You need negiah. Your flesh has to touch the water. So there's a din negiah. Okay, negiah. So there, and that's how he answers why the esakasha, why it not adheres. A chatzitza for the mikveh, the woman has to, if she has a knot in the hair, has to be combed out. The gemara in sukkah, nimachas choitzitz, right? Sholosh enichos, shlaim in the yedeh. Why is a knot in the hair a chatzitza? Min b'minoi. It's Avnei Nezer's kasha. The Avnei Nezer says, wherever there's a din b'soroi b'mayim, negiah, doesn't help you min b'minoi. Min b'minoi choitz just means it's not plucking, but it's also not touching. The water has to come, mamish negiah. That's one. Then he says, there's a din where you have to put it on your body, but there's no din negiah, like tefillin. Al yodech. Say al b'sochay. Has to be al yodech. Then there's a din chatzitz. Then min b'mina is not a chaytzitz. Min b'mina is not a chaytzitz. But, if you went ahead and you put tefillin, not directly on your hand, you put it onto something else, right? It wouldn't work, because it has to be on the yad. The Gemara says, if you put it on top of the bidei kuno, it's me'al de me'al. But there, it's possible to have the rule of min b'mina in echitzitz. No problem in that case, because there's no dinagia. Then, there's category three. So category one is your flesh has to touch. Then there's no, even air is a chitzitz. Even air is a chitzitz. Category two is there's a din that has to be on you, but doesn't have to touch you. So there is a din chatzitz. If it's a min b'mina, it's any chatzitz. Right? The kohen has to stand on the floor of the Beis HaMikdash. He doesn't have to touch the floor of the Beis HaMikdash. And that's why Tosfos asks, why if a kohen stands on the feet of another kohen, it says it's no good. Tosfos says it's not because of chatzitz. Min b'mina, any chatzitz. It's because it's not derech sheres pekach. It's not the right way to do avodah. It's not a problem of chatzitz. Because that's category two, where there's no din you have to touch the floor. There's a din, the kohen has to be on the floor. I have to touch the floor, skin the floor. So then there's a rule of min b'mina nechitzis. Then there's a category number three. Category number three is where the Torah just tells you to do an action. Torah doesn't say it has to be on you b'chlal. Torah says take a luluf. The Torah didn't say your hand has to touch the luluf. Torah said take the luluf. So there, as long as you're doing the pu'ula in a normal way, that it's called you're taking the lulav, it's good. There's no concept of chatzitz over there. Because all we need is a pula asadam. That's why you can wear gloves. Because the Torah didn't say that the lulav should be al yadecha. The Torah said, you should take a lulav. So the action becomes the emphasis in the halacha. Are you doing a ma'aseh l'kicha? You're not doing a ma'aseh. It's not what it's touching. That's not the. That's why the Gemara and Sukkah use a very general term. Lekicha al-yidei tovracha shmo lekicha. That's called the lekicha. So the Rosh over here is saying that the din is velokach es hamachte. It's lekicha. And Mela, since this is a normal way to take it, so there's no din of chatzitz in the Chal. That's ha'ayah kaf choitzitz. He says, lo yavi chatzitz. First he says, tzarech avoid lo yavi chatzitz. That's a dreid. Tzarech avoid is not called a chatzitz. Then he says, "Lekicha idei devracha shmo lekicha." It's a lekicha. And Chazon Ish Menachos takes issue with this whole thing because he says, "Lav davka is the taking the machter and avoid the bechlal." But he's medayik from our rush that the halachas akteris is also an avoid. It's medayik like that because not portal anywhere beferish. But the way the rush is telling us, the fact that the rush is even dealing with chatzitz shows that he holds it's an avoid. Okay. So he took the bazek was mesechik kishemoli v'gadish from the ketanas. V'kisi yalom uchumim and zatelas hayolov malmala. Misha zaha, whoever was zeche b'machta not al machta kesef v'ol al roish hamizbeach. Pina agacholim elach v'elach. V'choytemim abba kabin gacholim. He takes four kav of gacholim which you're going to put the ketanas on. Yorad v'iron l'gacholim l'terch shel zav. Okay, now I said we'll leave this for Shavuos and finish off from here to land. I'm sorry, unless you come for Shavuos. So Rabbeisai, in 2 weeks, Be'ezah Hashem, we're going to start Maseches Zevachim. 2 weeks, 2 weeks.